540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Sholly Pittman. Milwaukee's mayor is promising expanded housing efforts this year. In a New Year's message to constituents, Mayor Cavalier Johnson promised more construction and pathways to housing in 2026. Johnson pointed to steps last year, like speeding up permitting and removing lead. He added that this year, Milwaukee needs to dig deeper on solutions as rent and home prices rise. A grocery store in the Sherman Park neighborhood is calling for community support. It says it serves a critical food desert in Milwaukee, but needs help in order to stay open. The Sherman Park grocery store sits at the intersection of Sherman Boulevard and Fond du Lac Avenue. In a message, the store said it's the only African-American-owned store in the state. But after facing economic challenges, things like higher food prices, SNAP benefit delays, flooding damage, debt, and theft, they're asking for help from governments, nonprofits, businesses, and even volunteers. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Milwaukee's birth rate plummeted last year, says a Marquette University researcher who dove into the data. John Johnson is a fellow at the school's Lubar Center for Public Policy Research. He says preliminary vital statistics show that in 2025, Milwaukee moms had 7,343 births, the lowest number on record. That's a 5% drop from 2024, a 15% drop from 2020. The trend could signal broader migration patterns and project future demographic shifts. An update to a story we brought you earlier this week. A Democratic lawmaker from Whitefish Bay says she's encouraged to see more lawmakers proposing data center regulation. In a written statement to Civic Media, Senator Jody Habish-Sinikin says she agrees with Republican Senator Romaine Quinn that energy costs from large data centers shouldn't be passed on to individual ratepayers. Earlier this week, Quinn announced a bill to stop data centers from passing on their electric costs. Habish-Sinikin introduced her own bill regulating data centers more than a month ago. Neither bill has had a hearing. Another Democratic lawmaker says Wisconsin should pause all data center construction. Madison area Rep. Francesca Hong, who's running for governor, has proposed a statewide moratorium on them until lawmakers have a chance to write the rules. And a keeper of Wisconsin shipwreck stories has died. Michael Schumacher lived in Kenosha. He wrote biographies about all kinds of people: Francis Ford Coppola, Eric Clapton, Allen Ginsberg. But he also loved to pass on the history of Great Lakes shipwrecks. He wrote about the Edmund Fitzgerald, the Great Storm of 1913, where hundreds of sailors across Lake Michigan, Superior, Huron, and Erie died. Schumacher's daughter Emily has confirmed to multiple outlets he died just before the new year. She called him a lover of history and a people person who loved hearing others' stories. He was 75 years old. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Sholly Pittman.
The Bucks in San Fran tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the Golden State Warriors. At the Chase Center in San Francisco, the Bucks coming off a win over the Kings, the Warriors in a one-point loss to the Clippers after head coach Steve Kerr was ejected from the game. Men's college hoops, Wisconsin with a win at home over UCLA, 80-72. Nick Boyd with 20 points, 8 rebounds, says lately the Badgers get no respect.
I feel like, you know, over these last couple weeks, man, like, we just been getting pushed around too much. And that's the mentality we carrying with us for the rest of the year. I mean, we get pushed, we stepping right back up. So when we get knocked down, we getting right back up.
NFL, the Packers and the Bears, Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Soldier Field in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love against Caleb Williams. Meeting for the third time this season. The winner advances, the loser goes home.
It's a big game, but it is just another game to get to where we want to go.
That's Packers linebacker Isaiah McDuffie with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little fog and cloud cover this morning, then partly cloudy to mostly sunny. Our high today right around 42 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop into the low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, could be a quarter to a half inch or more with a high tomorrow near 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.